Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, here with you with the news of the world of sports this week, special guest stars, a whole lot more. But the star of our program is the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks a million. Good to see you, and nice to be here in studio with you.
How's your week going?
How did it go, or is it going?
How is it going, and how did it go?
It's going pretty well.
You and I handicapped quite well. We were 12-1, picking the winners, not the point spreads,
right.
Picking the winners last week. 12-1, the only team that got us. And I, Jeremy Dayton here on our staff, who's a big Baltimore fan, this guy caused us to pick Baltimore, and he says how great the team is. And we thought so, too, and they got turned around by those Bengals of Cincinnati.
Well, I don't have to ask anybody who to vote for. All I'm saying is that when Baltimore shows up and beats the Chargers the way they did, and they're very convincing,
yep.
And their quarterback,
yep.
Jackson is having a terrific year,
yep.
I thought that the visiting Bengals from Cincinnati would have a tough time, and they didn't. To the contrary, they pounded them by about 30 points.
Yeah, they really did. That was the upset. Here's the thing. When you're handicapping and picking the winners, you got to go for what the upsets are going to be. That was the upset of the week, I thought. Everybody thought Baltimore would be a winner there.
However, yeah, that's true.
We're with this in this group, and we tied. We thought we had it at 12 wins and one loss, and that was a tie. So we're splitting the bounty with another person.
Which is what, $50?
Something like that.
That's some bounty.
No, it was like $200. I think we got $100, which kind of covers me getting
you know
us
what
involved.
You know
in
what I'm going to do? I'm going to take. What do I get? $50?
No, you don't get anything. I'm going to take. I'm recouping expenses.
So you're off
now,
the top.
Now we're even. Steve.
Oh, I see. That's how it works.
I paid $100 to get us into this thing out of my own pocket.
Yeah, see, that's not worth it. If I have to go undefeated to make $50, I'm out.
So this is the big one now. You're going to go for the big win. This is for cash now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll take you out for a hamburger or something, you know? What the heck? I do that anyway when we go out. I have no problems with that, you know? We'll take a little break here.
Yeah, but it's different when you're winning.
I know.
You have a nice meal. You want a victory meal.
We'll see what we can work out. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts them and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at simplysafe.com. today.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Chicory's Hickory Doc is the oldest and wisest of five hunting dogs. Folks just call him Doc. He lives over at the Lazy Dog Hacienda Kennels on Short Hair Boulevard, and he has more than a few tales to tell. Linda Harkey is an award-winning children's author who has just released the newest in her brilliant collection of five books in the Hickory Doc's Tales collection. Hickory Doc's Tales, The Pack, First Generation. Look for it today, along with all the other books in the series, at HarkeyBooks.com or Amazon.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I've had quite a day, but it's always good to sit here with my buddy Fred Dreyer and get into the Sports Lounge. I'm sure a lot of you feel that way when you tune into this show here. It's like I'm sitting here, but the star of the program is the guy who, like, 94 years ago was it when you had the two safeties in one game in the same?
Yeah, I think we went over this
one. Last week on the show, right?
The last week.
Why is that microphone? Talk into that. There you are. Now we got
there
you.
There it is.
Now we can hear you.
Now we're dealing. Ah,
I sound like Joe Biden up here. What? Huh? And it's free.
Hey, but you didn't cough in your hands and then go out and shake with everybody.
COVID-19, Dr. Fauci saying wear the mask, and our president, Joe Biden, coughs in his hand and then shakes somebody.
Hey, you know, Fauci's in trouble, you know.
Really? Well, yeah, I guess so.
Did you hear about...
What's the latest now?
Well, he's sponsoring the use of puppies.
Oh, on those puppies. Oh,
those puppies cutting their vocal cords.
Not only that, he put their heads in the sand and let the bugs eat their brains out. And then he was cutting the vocal cords because the dogs are barking, saying, "Hey, there's bugs eating my brains out."
No, this is Joseph Mengele stuff.
This is terrible.
It's the equivalent in the dog world as it is to human world when they murder fetuses.
You're right. When are we finally going to have enough?
I've had enough 30 years ago.
But nobody seems to get upset.
You know, I hated my constituents. I was different than most people. I think I was anyway. I never thought much of my generation and their liberal politics. You know, I was in 1966. I was 20. And I was at San Diego State.
Yeah, good school.
And you know, so we had fun. We were young and stupid. We all did a bunch of stuff. But the truth of the matter was the just wholesale stupidity of the politic of the youth movement at that time was just too much for me to take.
I agree with you. I was the same way when I was at Cal State University Northridge. Same way. And we beat... later on in future years, UCLA in basketball. That was a really big day for us at Cal State Northridge. But anyway, I agree with you. People are getting a little bit upset, a little bit. When is something going to happen here and change? You know, I was listening to a radio show recently, and someone was on there saying, well, you know, you can't blame Joe Biden for the gas prices going up. And I thought to myself,
really?
What planet are you living on? The first thing he did when he came into office was he canceled that whole pipeline that they had with all the workers and bringing in oil, making America America Energy Independent, and he canceled that thing. And now we're sitting there. There's this place in California where they're paying $8 for a gallon of gasoline. Give me a freaking break. Well, smell the toast burning out there, everybody.
Yeah, they're insisting that we see that they're innocent of gerrymandering and changing everything around when Trump had it fixed. He had the border fixed.
You're right.
He had every gas, oil, yeah. Independent. He had everything fixed, ready
he
to go.
Pretty
and suddenly now
and
it's not.
And now it's not. And here's the other thing, bringing it back home to sports. Because I'm a little miffed about this whole thing. So this, John Gruden gets fired because of things he said. Okay, I don't in any way, shape, or form agree with anything that he said, nor do I really know exactly what he said because I haven't seen any of the transcripts.
But
I'll tell you this. It's none of my freaking business. These were private, personal emails between one person and another. It's nobody's business to dig into somebody's personal emails and find this stuff out. So they had leaks. They were doing this investigation. And so some of these people leaked out the information of the emails. And now this moron that calls himself the head of the NFL, Roger Goodell. They're protecting the guys that leaked it out. We can't put any more information out because this stuff was leaked out, and we can. So why did you allow it to be leaked in the first place? Now you won't leak it. Leak all the crap these guys talked about, and throw these guys that spilled their guts out and were crooked and went and looked at somebody's personal emails, and prosecute them for looking at somebody's personal emails. Let's come on and get rid of that. While you're at it, dump that jerk Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros. I hope the Astros lose five straight every time they play a series. I hope they lose all the time because this moron knew his team was cheating and he still owns the damn team. And
twice, 2 years in a row.
Pisses me off.
Two years in a row.
It just gets to me.
Good. That's right.
Yeah. It's just a terrible thing. If you're going to be something about something, if this guy knew his team was cheating, even if he didn't, he still owns them, should have divested himself of the damn Houston Astros.
Yeah, well, we were both in unison on that 2 years ago.
It's true.
You know.
It's probably really true.
What are you going
to
do?
Let's cheer up and get to some emails here because I got to get myself down off to the soapbox. I'm just, in that kind of a mode here. We got some hellos and everything. We got first James saying, hi, Fred and Mike. And here's his deal. He's in Phoenix. And listen to this, Fred.
Yeah.
He watched an episode of on Charge TV. Are you familiar with Charge TV?
No, I'm not.
This is a new channel, I guess, out there. I think that Hunter is available on more channels than anywhere else, because you can watch Hunter on Amazon, you can watch it on Peacock, you can watch it on Tubi. I think it's every now it's
Hulu.
On Charge TV.
It was on Hulu, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. I think it was there. So it's on all those. Hulu is right. Nikki says yes. I just heard the MyPillow commercial, and she said it works for me.
Hey, all right.
That's good. You can get some good stuff if you mention Fred's name.
That's right. You do.
Nikki's from Nebraska, by the way. Bernard says he's in Ottawa, and he says it's sunny, but it's cold there. Pam is saying, so sweet to hear your granddaughter Emma on last week's show. She's very articulate for a 13-year-old. Wondering if she has any desire to be an actress someday, Fred.
Oh, I wouldn't know that. Maybe when I talk to her later on today, I'll ask her.
Yeah, you can maybe see if she wants to be an actress. Would be good. So anyway, and Nikki says she appreciates my comments. Thank you, Nikki. We appreciate yours. Anyway, yeah, that whole big thing with John Gruden, you ruin a guy's career. I mean, maybe he said some stupid stuff. Who hasn't said something stupid in their life that they want to
take
back?
How far would you like to go back
exactly
into
culture
the past
and
explain yourself to people, especially the people you have to be accountable for? I don't have to be accountable to anybody.
So, I mean, things have changed. There were people that owned slaves that were instrumental in the beginnings of our country, but laws were changed and slavery went away, and these people no longer had
thanks
them.
To those efforts.
Thanks to the efforts to get it cleared away. So do I believe in slavery? Absolutely not. Was it stupid? Absolutely. But I'm living in this time period. I wasn't living then. So, things have evolved as we've gone along. Let's not go back and penalize everybody for everything. If it was shameful, we should learn from it, which we should, and move forward and have a society where we're all together.
Indeed.
Here's the thing.
Here.
I had Susan Lucci on my morning show. You know, all my children, Emmy Award winner. And she's great. And so they have these studies for heart disease. And, you know, they try to make it so that there's black and there's white and Asian and everybody's there getting tested to make sure they see how heart disease is in there. Do you realize in that whole thing in this day and age, they don't put women in the study? Very few women are put in heart studies. And they're saying that this is a big cause of death in women is heart disease. So they're going out right now.
Well, why don't they put women in heart disease?
It's been that way. And so they're calling attention to it. I didn't know it was that
way.
Well,
there has to be some reason.
Probably thought, who knows what they thought? I have no idea. But they're changing it now, and they're putting women
in
the studies.
Absolutely. Well, why not? There's only two species, man and woman.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, not necessarily, because they got Texas.
No,
we'll get to that Texas story in a little
while. Yeah, well, the Texas story is going to die real quick.
Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So we have Mark Davis is unhappy, he says, with the timing of the John Gruden email leaks.
I find it very specious, as it were.
Why?
Suddenly, you can't get information about the original study, but somehow, some way, what John Gruden has to say comes out perfectly clear in an exchange with Bruce Allen, the then Washington general manager.
Yeah.
And my deal is, okay, it came out. I don't think you should do anything about it, but if you're going to, let's hear what's in the report with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, but Goodell does not want to do that because he wants to protect the identity of the leakers.
That's why the same reason they won't make Crane divest the Astros.
Yeah, so it's okay for one thing to happen; it's not okay for another. That I have double standards, not my cup of tea. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968.
800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Come on, Hunter and Land's End, the Agent X, Crisis, you name it, he was there. The Transformer movie. The list goes on and on and on. And we're here with you every week at this time on Sirius XM. We're here on Sports Byline Radio. Yep. We're here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Glad to have you on board. Don't forget you can email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook Live, / The Real Fred Dreyer, and follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. On Twitter. So there you have it.
Well, we're very pleased. We're very pleased to have my granddaughter, Emma Padgett, with us today. Emma, are you there, dear?
Yes.
Oh, can we turn up her? Is it mine?
Yeah, turn your headset up over
there.
There it is. We can hear Emma five by five.
How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, there we are. Well, say hi to Mike.
Hello there, Emma.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Emma, good time with you last week. And so Gramps over here, is that what they call you? They call you Pappy, right? Big Pappy.
Poppy to you.
Poppy here is said, you know, you're going to come on the show and have some comments and stuff from your eyes in the world of sports. Is that what we're going to be doing here?
What do you think, Emma? I've made some slug lines here. School, friends, COVID, basketball, football, sports, and various other things that we could probably talk about here for the next 10, 12 minutes. What's happening? Do you have any observations that we should know about?
Nothing really is going on that much. I mean, in Oklahoma, OU football is pretty big.
Ooh, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys know about Kyler Murray, right?
Yeah, we know he's a fantastic quarterback.
Yeah, and there's kind of like a new Kyler Murray around. His name is Caleb Williams. I don't think he plays the same position as him, but he's supposedly really, really good. And
is he for OU?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
But Emma, how good are they this year? Because we have our sales guy here, Howard Price, a big Sooner fan, and he said they're not as good as he thought they were going to be. They've had a few problems. Have they worked beyond that? Are they starting to win now?
Well, we just had a game, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, OU Texas, that they have all the time, and we won, and I think that moved us up, but I mean, I think that we're pretty good, but I feel like that we could be better, definitely.
Is it huge on the weekends that come Saturday? Is it like an event of all time to watch, you know, have the Sooner game ready to go? It's really big.
Man,
it's like the whole town gets involved, don't they?
Yeah, like the whole city, the whole state, like, goes to Norman to watch.
It dwarfs Oklahoma State, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma State's good, but they're not Oklahoma.
You go to Norman's house. Is that what you do to watch the game? Is that where they? Is that where you watch it with everybody? You go to Norman's.
We go to Norman, yeah, and that's where the field is.
Okay.
You have to make sure.
My best friend, her name is Zara. Her dad's actually the president of OU, and so so it's really fun because I get to see like the. Kind of like behind the scenes of what happens and goes on.
Yeah.
What do they say about that Rattler kid? He was the OU quarterback when the season started.
He's poisonous.
And now he's they pulled him out and put this other kid in there. And
They put Caleb in, and Caleb Rattler got.
Yeah, Rattler got pretty mad.
So Rattler, well, you know, think about it. So is he probably on his way out as a transfer or something, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's on his way out. Supposedly Caleb Williams is really, really good, and Spencer Rattler is not as good as everyone thought.
Huh.
He got benched.
Yeah, so I know that. Did he get benched in the Texas game, didn't he?
I think so. I think that's what happened.
I'm not completely sure. That school should be very proud of that team, the way they came back. It was 28-7 or something like that, and then they came back and won the damn thing. It was really.
So we got to be happy for them. They're doing better.
Oh, they're great.
Right?
Yeah, they're doing great.
Coming back big time.
How are you and your friends treating this COVID experience, honey?
I mean, I think that since the vaccine is out, which I don't really think that it's the, like, I don't think, I think that I have a lot of opinions on the vaccine, but it makes it better for us, for people not to get so mad whenever people are in large groups. Like, there's starting to be, like, more concerts. Like, some of my friends were at concerts last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it gives us, like, more opportunity to, like, hang out with each other and...
Yeah, you want to be, you want to be together.
Yeah.
And do you, are you guys on a mask mandate back there?
A lot of schools, they're kind of being weird with it. They're kind of like switching it up because usually on our first day of school, you would have to wear a mask because of COVID, obviously, but you would have to wear a mask and they would like make you get a vaccination card, and if you didn't the vaccination card to the principal, then you had to wear a mask. But if you, it's kind of like an option now if you want to or not.
It's
but
kind of an option, huh? Yeah.
Like you have to have your papers, I guess. Is that thing? Can like, show me your papers. Is that the kind of thing? Got to show the card.
Like World War II.
Yeah.
So a vaccine card.
Vaccine card over there. You got to have one of those, I guess.
But they're not. I know they made an announcement here that. If you wanted to go to the Ram game or the Charger game or the Clippers or the Lakers, that you know there had to be some sort of a mask mandate, and it's one of two remaining states in the United States that's making these
mask mandates,
mask mandates, and it's stupid. And it's there's no reason now what they did, Emma, did you know that they okayed a vaccine for 5 to 12-year-olds?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, make sure that you keep your head on the swivel that no one grabs you and injects you with a COVID inoculation.
Yes. Oh no, my parents don't allow me to get the vaccine. I mean, a lot of my friends have, and I have friends who. Are like who want to people to get the vaccine because, well, I don't really know because I don't know if why you would want to do that because usually vaccines have to be in court and they have to be FDA approved for I think it's like 2 years. And
yeah,
then
yeah
I think
that's
COVID
right.
Hasn't even been out for 2 years.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
Well, this stuff got FDA approved here recently. They came through, but it's still no one knows exactly what all the final things will be because, as you say, it's just been out for a little while over there. When you go to Norman, Emma, when you go, have you been to one of the Oklahoma games? Have you gone to a few of them?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So here, let's really get into it. I got to get down and dirty here if we can a little bit. And here's the question for you: what's the best food at the stadium there in Norman? What do you go for? Is it the burger? Is it a hot dog? Is it some kind of nacho dish or something? What's like the Oklahoma Sooner, you know, recommended food that you got to eat when you go to watch a game?
The OU potato salad.
Is that true?
I have. Okay, so whenever my friends and I, because some of my friends have the sweets up there.
Yeah.
And we like meet up and stuff and... There's like this dip that they have up there that they make, and then you can dip anything in it. And it's supposedly like super good. My friends have tried it. I haven't tried it.
It's the Sooner dip.
It's supposedly really good.
Is it Sooner red in color?
No.
No.
Oh, they're missing out on that. So it's a Sooner dip that they have. That apparently is the big thing. We'll have to get our friend Howard Price on sometime. He's a big, as I mentioned, OU fan. He must know some of the great food there. I thought maybe it was like the French fries and a helmet. Do they have little mini helmets they give you with French fries stuffed in them?
Not that I know of. I mean, maybe. They probably do.
Yeah, I know they had ice cream. Dodgers had ice cream in
yeah,
their helmets.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Rams had a lot of stuff like that.
That's a big marketing
remember
deal.
Remember when you broke your finger and they were giving away Fred Dreyer broken foam figures that they gave out?
Yes, of course.
That was a big time for a few years. It was great. They cut part of the finger off.
So OU is still doing good, doing well. What other sports? How are the Thunder doing without all the players that left that team?
Honestly, I don't really know. I mean, everyone's still like really mad about how Kevin Durant left. Like I know that happened years ago, but that
you're right. The people they're not very forgiving when it comes to their favorite teams.
Yeah, I think that he just took the easy way out to get a championship, which is not the best way to just switch teams like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't really watch basketball lately. I'm all about football right now.
Yeah, well, basketball is just starting. Football is about a third of the way, or half the way. It's about the seventh game, aren't they?
Yeah, I think week seven here, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, good report. It's good stuff.
Yeah, but I think the fourth. And the AP Top 25.
Are we coming back with M?
We got some pictures. We got to get to our emails. We got to do a lot of different stuff here. So
okay.
It's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Okay. So, M, this is great. Yeah. I'm glad you could be available for this. We'll chat off camera when we're finished, and then we'll set up something else to chat about here in the next show.
Thank you. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
I love you, honey.
I'm going to have to get Emma an email address so she can start taking questions from some of the listeners here.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to want to know all about her activities.
Oh, I'm sure. It's good. We already found out about some of the Sooner dip that is good if you go to Norman.
That's
Norman's house there in Oklahoma.
Dip in a helmet.
We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Don't go wandering off.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Wouldn't you like the edge when you head to your sports book to play today's game? Wouldn't you like to have the expertise of handicappers who specialize in the sport you are betting on? Well, you can get it at AgainstTheNumber.com. Why should the bookmakers have the advantage? Go to AgainstTheNumber.com, give yourself the advantage of highly skilled, reasonably priced sports handicappers focused on one thing: helping you beat the books. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll find numerous reasonably priced sports-specific specialist packages to help you get the edge on the sports books. So, if you're looking for a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of sports handicappers focused only on beating the books, you need to visit AgainstTheNumber.com. That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So Aaron Rodgers is in the news, Fred, and he says, I'm having the time of my life. Now, this is when he was saying he didn't want to play football with the Green Bay Packers anymore and all that. So, you know, he's back, and he's got still his stance on staying in a hotel the night before games. He's still not a fan of staying in a hotel the night before games. I don't blame him. He says...
You mean home games.
Home games, yeah.
Yeah.
And... he doesn't appear to be disgruntled like they were saying he was and everything. We're 7 weeks into the NFL season, and during the offseason he was disgruntled. But that was all taken away, and since they lost their first game, they've been on a six-game winning streak since their opening round blowout loss in New Orleans when they lost that thing. What was it, 33-3 or something like that?
Yeah,
it was,
they got hammered.
They got really hammered in that game. It was really something else.
Do you think, let me ask
38-3, pardon me.
Do you think that sat him down here recently and told him they're going to renegotiate and maybe he can come back next year?
Maybe. It could be. You never
could
can
very
tell.
Well be.
So, they got that the Cardinals that Cardinals game. Yeah, that's something else. All right, we'll analyze that one for you next week on the show. So anyway, he's happy there. Charlie Morton got injured already. They Gurriel or somebody hit a ball. Yuli Gurriel hit it, broke his bone in his leg. And here's my big story of the week for baseball. Cleveland. I didn't realize they've succumbed to pressure. They've been known as the Indians forever.
That's right.
And so can the Atlanta Braves be far behind this, you know? And it's like the Cleveland Indians, they're changing their name, or they wanted to the Guardians, however.
Yeah, that's a real, real bad
thing. If I can do my Joe Biden impression, unbeknownst.
It's a real,
free.
Real bad
name.
It's
absolutely free. It's free. It's free. Yeah, the Cleveland Indians wanted to be known as the Guardians.
That was the name of our Delaware high school team, the Delaware Guardians.
Guardians. They want to be the Guardians. But they can't be the Guardians, or maybe they can't, because there already is a team in Cleveland named the Guardians.
Well, good. That keeps them from fighting for it.
It's a roller derby team.
God.
The Cleveland Guardians. And they take that player at the end of the line there and swing him up in roller derby and score a couple of points.
When is the great body of corporate establishment gonna tell the meddlers, the activists,
that's a good
to
name.
Shut up?
The Cleveland Meddlers.
It could be the Meddlers.
I think you might have figured it out.
It could be the Meddlers.
The Cleveland Meddlers.
But just tell them we're going to go back to the Cleveland Indians, and we don't care what you do about it. And anybody that wants to not support us commercially, give us money for advertisement, good riddance, because there'll be another wave of people waiting to get in line.
Yeah, and what's wrong with being an Indian? It's the Native American Indians, for gosh sakes. I don't understand.
Too many weak men.
I'm telling you, it's a problem there.
Too many
weak men. The Meddlers could be
men.
Good. Here's the thing. Every week at the Meddlers game, they could release somebody's secret emails from the Meddlers, from the file. They could be meddling into people's emails or something. This is a good name, Cleveland Meddlers.
This is they have to change their uniform now, put a big M.
Yeah. It's good. It's
big
really
name
good.
On their helmet.
Really good.
Like a Union Oil sign on their hat.
Yeah. Says 76 of Spirit.
No, 76. I forgot all about Cleveland having to change its name to the Guardians.
Now it's bugging
and
you.
Now here
look
I am having to tolerate this crap again, where people are bossing people around. This franchise is over 100 years old, and it's been in the culture, the sports culture, for years. It's taken place in people's memories and hearts, and now they have to endure having their name forced upon them. This is unbelievable.
I'm with you on this one. and it just gets you all bunched up. But it looks like it's going to happen, but it's not probably going to be the Guardians. So we're getting some email here. You want to email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D, there's your Fred. D-R-Y-E-R, there's your Dreyer at CRN. For the Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk, TALK.com. So Nanny calls and writes to you. I think it's short for Nancy. Nanny says, I'm writing you because I'm, and this is the second time we've gotten a note like this. She's watching Hunter. She says it's an awesome show. She says she's wished she'd seen it in the 80s. She's starting with 1981. She was 19 and partying. She stopped partying, became a psychologist working with abused kids. And now she says, I have a business online. And she says, during the pandemic, I was able to watch shows that I didn't, that I hadn't seen, like the Lou Grant show. And she says, and now I'm in South America now and will return next
year. South America?
Yeah. She says, nonetheless, Hunter's captivating, well-written, very well-acted. And she says, thank you for an amazing show. Very, it's very sexy also. She said. So take care and be safe. That's what Nancy says.
Well, thank you, Nancy. We sure appreciate it. And I just wish, you know, as the years have gone on, and they have gone on, I just wish that Roy Huggins, Steve Cannell, the production company of Stephen J. Cannell, and the writing excellence of Frank Lupo, who wrote the pilot of Hunter, all these people were here to hear the great words being said by the fans out there. That's got to be very rewarding.
It really is. So we got what do we have here? Gay is out there. Nikki loves Emma's segment. Gay says, "Oh, this is a good one for me." She says, "Mike, you're kind of funny and cute with your response to the Rattler and food." Well, I think that calls for
what
a
did you just say?
Gay says, I'm kind of funny and cute here on the show today.
Who, you?
Yes, me, personally.
What are you, trolling? You're on the show?
Can we do one of these? Excuse me a second. Maybe I'll take my one shot.
Oh, there it is.
I'll take my shot. Thank you very much, Gay. I really appreciate
that. Okay, I think you saturated the screen.
That's good. You like that? That's a full-on shot. All right, now we've got Kathy says, a beautiful day in Lawndale. And Nikki's saying, it sounds like we need to have a football foodie show. I think so. Fred, when you go to a game, and I know you eat well, you always have great food items. You've got, you know, salmon and broccoli and salads. What would you eat at a baseball or football stadium? What would you gravitate towards? Would it be a burger, possibly? Would you get, maybe, if it was a good one?
Mexican food?
Really?
I would eat Mexican food.
Okay, all right.
I'm not so much a hot dog or a burger guy.
Right. Although you have gotten
although
into burgers.
I would Kate, never say never, yes, if it was appealing enough.
Yeah, I'm telling you, your daughter Kate
does
it.
Listen, as funny as it sounds, a burger, a good one, is hard to cook.
It's true.
It's very hard to cook.
They've got some good
and
ones.
And by the way, yes. I should tell you that yesterday I was in Lawndale.
You were?
I was on Rosecrans and Hawthorne Boulevard.
Whoa.
And then I drove straight down to the beach to Pancho's Mexican restaurant.
And did you have some Mexican food?
And all the people there in Lawndale know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so I had a lot of Mexican food. I had a big cerveza But the beauty was I got to revisit my old hometown, and there was as kids, we used to go to the roller derby.
Oh,
it's a big
Guardians.
It was a big Quonset hut right on south side of Rosecrans and going east. And we used to go there, I think, every Tuesday night. It was, you know, they always had things there. But my neighbor, Janet Ballantyne, who lived across from us in Lawndale, she was pursuing roller skating.
Oh, okay.
And she was doing quite well, and her brother Larry were skaters, and they had a real good time. And of course, they drug my brother and I and some of the guys around, and we went out there, and every Tuesday we went out and roller derbied.
Was there anything between you and Janet at all, and anything like that?
No, there was nothing. I was too young, and that's the way that was.
Roller derby queen. She was,
but she was good.
Yeah.
She could skate. She could do. She could jump and leap and do all those things. Anyway, yesterday I drove past it.
Yeah.
And then I went to Global Fitness in the 1600 block of Rosecrans, and I bought that weight machine that you and I were talking about.
Oh, you got that new machine.
I got it, yeah. Well, I don't have it, but I'm going to get it probably next Tuesday the 4th, it's going to be delivered.
We're going to get a little workout together. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got some photos here. It says, "Hi, Mr. Dry." This is from Pamela. She says, "Photos from the episode first shown Halloween, October 31st, 1987, in the story Hunter and McCall's latest homicide, a case that took them to question a wealthy family at their mansion in the mountains. It was a massive snowstorm, stranded them. They're forced to spend the night on Bald Mountain."
That's night on Bald Mountain.
"McCall is jumpy from all outside noises, and her room is cold. She's freezing when she thinks she hears a gunshot, and it wasn't. She runs to your room, Hunter's room, and finds you comfortably reading in a luxurious bed. And she says to Hunter, 'It looks very warm in there.' And you say, 'Okay, Sergeant, come on in and make my night,'" is what you say.
Yeah.
And she's a little scared when she sees you at first. Is that true?
And I see her shaking right there.
Yeah.
See that picture? She was shaking there. And I extended my arms and I said, "Come to Papa."
And you went ahead and probably with a really nice pose, you went, "Come to Papa."
Oh, yeah, there it is.
What
right
is
there.
That?
Yeah, right.
Boy,
there.
You look pretty scary.
We were talking about root canals, and so I take that back to the next one. Go back. That, see right
yeah.
there? She's checking out my root canal.
She's checking it out to see what's there.
Yeah.
And so she says, she relents and says, "Okay, sorry." You say, "Okay, Sergeant, come on in and make my night." And then she jumps into bed with you.
Yes, there she is right there.
Oh, boy. We got a picture. We'll post this at our sports lounge website here. You'll be able to see a McCall who's fully clothed. And you look like you're dressed down a little bit for the night.
I'm ready to press the metal to the floor.
Yeah, and you were comfortable just reading. There you are, reading the book in the bed, just
yes.
kind of taking it easy.
That's right.
And there she is, and she comes running into the room, and she's a little unnerved after she hears
the gunshot. She says, "Hunter, how could you be reading at this time?"
Yeah, and you say,
"And I say, where do you see what I'm reading?"
Yeah, come on in. He says, "Make my night," and she gets into bed,
and she
then
hops
there's,
in.
There's
she
a power in. Failure, I guess, and that's where the other picture comes in here, right, with the power failure. Is that this one where she's shining the light, and you find it.
I whispered to her, I said, "This is very inappropriate.
It's free.
But I'm going to let it stand.
It's free."
That's right.
So apparently you as Hunter find a secret passage in the house, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I find a secret passage.
Yep.
And I push the deal, and then we go in, and then we realize that this is how the killer gets around through the house.
You're sort of surprised, right, when you see that? You get surprised.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. Well, actually, I'm surprised when McCall, put her clothes back on.
That's amazing. That's the best one right there. There's a picture of Fred with, what?
Huh?
Is Joe Biden trying to make some sense here? I don't understand. Huh? So you solve the case and you get away from the crazy family. She says there's wonderful banter. Was it ad-lib? Did you
many of these scenes and these types of it's very difficult as a the writers
right
to honestly write anything retorts between the two
yes.
people because we're funny. But we know one another, and the whole idea is get to people to believe that we're having fun.
Yeah, especially when you're working with that guy. I got to get that picture of Fred Dreyer on our website from TV. That's where you got to take another look at it, Fred. There it is for you.
Yeah,
we'll take
me.
A break. Final segment. Come. Oh,
I just realized that there's no salmon for lunch.
No salmon? All right, let's take a break. Back here. It's the Sports Lounge. Here's Julie Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only All-Pro defensive end, acting legend Fred Dreyer. So Nada says, I'm sure that this is your real profile, but tonight a group of friends were chatting and I was asked my favorite show, and without hesitation, I said Hunter and had to mention you were my first crush. Thank you for giving me the most memorable television memories. You were awesome, and I'm sure you still are.
Well, I thank you very much for the kind words, and we have a lot of fun, and it's great. We joke a lot at Stephanie's expense, which is what we always did. That's what I always did when I came to work. We'd see the script, like this script here, Night on Bald Mountain. We would sit here and talk, and I said, "I'm gonna. You just say what the dialogue says in the show, and then I'll just kind of say what I want to say."
And you just say.
She says, "No, you can't do that." I said, "Well, it'll work. Don't worry." And it usually works because we're stupid.
Yeah. Frank says there's an episode of Hunter, the Death Machine episode, where you dressed up like a punk rocker called the Slammer, and he loved that episode. And Donald said Hunter was my show on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Thanks for all the entertainment.
So thank you very much. And my foe was Big John Matuszak.
Oh yeah, really something. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill Monday. Listen to this one. He is in Texas, banned transgender athletes from playing on public school sports teams that align with their gender identities. The bill cleared the legislature this month, and it affects elementary school. From elementary school to university athletics, it's going to take effect in January.
Very good.
Valerie Swanson, the representative from Texas, a lead sponsor of the State House, says it was all about girls and protecting them.
Good.
So
very good.
They have it. So,
that's exactly. Somebody has to. If the parents aren't going to protect them, then there has to be the leadership in the community to stand up and just tell people, we're not going to buy this politic. Get the hell out.
That's our show, everybody. If you miss anything, log on to our website. Get the podcast, The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Just shout it out at your Amazon Echo or Google Home. The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I want to thank Emma Padgett for being with us today, and look forward to seeing her next visit. And I always want to thank you out there, the great listeners, for joining us. I sure appreciate it.